This is Akashvani, the news read by Tanvi Khurana. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will launch the nationwide human papillomavirus vaccination program HPV for girls aged 14 years from Ajmer in Rajasthan today. The nationwide rollout marks a decisive move in country's public health journey and fulfills the government's commitment to advancing the vision of Swasth Nari, ensuring prevention, protection and equity at the core of women's health care. The program will target approximately 1.15 crore for girls aged 14 years every year across all states and union territories. The vaccine will be provided free of cost at designated government health facilities. Vaccination will be conducted at Ayushman Arogya Mandirs, community health centres, sub-district and district hospitals, as well as government medical colleges and hospitals. Indian Medical Association, IMA, has hailed the central government's decision to provide free HPV vaccination for adolescent girls aged 14 years across India. In a letter to Prime Minister Narendra Modi, IMA said that this initiative will contribute to the prevention of cervical cancer, safeguarding the health and lives of millions of women in India. It added that with more than 1,800 local branches nationwide, IMA stands fully committed to supporting this noble national mission. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also visit Gujarat this afternoon. During his visit, Mr. Modi will inaugurate Micron Technologies' state-of-the-art semiconductor assembly, test and packaging facility in Sanand. This landmark event marks the official commencement of commercial production and shipment of the first made-in-India semiconductor memory modules. Union Minister of Electronics and IT Ashwini Vaishnav will also be present on this occasion. Union Home Minister Amit Shah chaired a high-level review meeting yesterday to assess security-related issues concerning the bordering districts along with the Indo-Nepal border in Bihar. According to sources, the meeting underscored the need for strengthened border management and enhanced vigilance against illegal activities. The meeting also emphasized coordinated inter-agency action to address concerns such as illegal constructions near border areas, illegal migration, fake Indian currency notes, encroachment, and unauthorized financial flows. The Home Minister directed strict enforcement of a zero-tolerance policy against illegal constructions, particularly in forest and uninhabited areas, and ordered the immediate removal of encroachments identified on no man's land. The Election Commission will publish the incomplete final voter list of West Bengal today following the Supreme Court's order. The list will also contain the names of the voters whose credentials were verified by the judiciary engaged in the special intensive revision process on the order of the Apex Court. The draft list will contain the names of 7 crore 8 lakh voters that will also remain in the final list. However, this list will be divided into different categories. The Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, has moved Delhi High Court challenging the acquittal of Aam Aadmi Party National Convener Arvind Kejriwal, Party Leader Manish Sisodia and others in the corruption case related to the Delhi Liquor Policy case. The move comes hours after the trial court passed the order. The trial court acquitted all the 23 accused persons in the case, including Arvind Kejriwal, Manish Sisodia and K. Kavita. The CBI has said that the trial court in its order has ignored several important aspects of this investigation and the material has not been considered adequately. In the ICC Men's T20 World Cup, England defeated New Zealand by 4 wickets in the Super 8 Group 2 match at R. Premadasa Stadium in Colombo last night. Chasing a target of 160 runs set by New Zealand, England scored 161 for 6 in 19.3 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.